In a future we never want to see or hear. In a world dominated more by sci-fi than science. KZYX, the voice of Mendocino County, California, is fading away.
My God, Jim, I figured it out.
Jim? Who's Jim?
Never mind that right now. I know why no one can hear us. This will sound crazy, but with all the constant updates and high-octane programming we've been pumping out the antenna, we've caused a tear in the spatial duality of the multiverse. In other words, we've slipped behind the Mendo curtain.
The Mendo curtain?
Yes, it's a response to the antimatter force that's penetrating this dimension through a rip in time and space. The curtain is kind of a safety valve. It creates a force field that is preventing our signal from escaping the immediate area. Right, Eddie?
Correct. Signals come in, but they don't go out. We're getting an NPR signal, and we're getting feeds from the remote studios, but we're blocked from sending them out.
But that's crazy. The Mendo curtain? That's just crazy.
Well, it's been a crazy year, and we've been pushing the system beyond its limits. But I think I may have an idea of how to fix it, Captain.
Since when do you call me Captain, Rich? I'm the general manager. Do you really have an idea?
We'll need duct tape and baling wire and a magnetic pulse regulator. If they don't have one, we can use 12D batteries, a fishing hook, and 2 3-inch lag bolts. Eddie, to the hardware store as fast as you can go.
Duct tape and baling wire? You're kidding, right?
No, I think I see what he's getting at. You want black duct tape, correct?
Yes, black. And lots of wire.
I'll go right now.
This is just crazy enough. It might actually work. Captain, she's a good ship. She's got good bones, and the old girl won't let you down.
Okay, you can call me Captain if you want.
Tune in next time for part 3 of A World Without KZYX.